This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, as New Jersey prepares to offer legal online gambling, one casino in Atlantic City is trying to figure out what that means for its customers. Tracy Samuelson reports.
All right, so I need some money on here.
We're going to be big money, $5 for this young lady.
I'm setting up an electronic account at the Borgata, a hotel and casino in Atlantic City, where the floors are so polished, you can see the reflections of rows of flashing neon slot machines. But I'm not here for them or the green felt card tables. The electronic account will let me gamble in the hotel room through the television. John Farelli, who works in IT for the Borgata, shows me how it works. Using the clicker, we enter two different passwords and select a slots game.
And I'm going to do start play. And we did not rig this. We just won.
So why would someone come to Atlantic City just to sit and gamble in their room? Well, they probably wouldn't. Borgata regular Lenore Natani loves the penny slot machines down on the floor.
I could sit here all night, which I have done, at the same machine. I wasn't even a bit tired.
But her husband does head up to the room, and maybe he'd play a bit more up there if he hadn't lost too much downstairs. Those extra rounds are extra dollars.
The casinos are not in the gambling business.
It's a volume business, says I. Nelson Rose, a professor at Whittier Law School. And gambling through the TV is a baby step towards gambling online. The Borgata wants guests to get comfortable with the technology, so maybe they'll try it at home later. But like the newspaper business, casinos need to make sure they don't simply move their existing customers online.
The Las Vegas Strip, there are many casinos that make a majority of their revenue from expensive restaurants, shows, and shopping.
To quote a wise man from New Jersey, everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. In Atlantic City, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.